Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane addressed reporters this afternoon for the first time since she was indicted last week. Kane maintained her innocence in response to the allegations that she constructed a scheme of political revenge against her detractors, broke grand jury secrecy rules, and then lied about it on her oath. Kane says the indictment is the work of those seeking to distract her from her investigation of pornography and offensive emails traded by government officials.
Some involved in this filthy email chain have tried desperately to ensure that these emails, and more importantly, their attachment to it, never saw the light of day.
Not only did Kane pledge not to resign, but she called for a Montgomery County judge to lift an order blocking the release of those emails.
I do that not as a part of some vendetta. I do that to begin to tell the truth and the whole story. A story that is critical to my defense against these charges.
WHYY's Mary Wilson was among a cohort of reporters on hand in Harrisburg when Kathleen Kane spoke, and she joins us now on Newsworks Tonight. Mary, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
It was a bit of a bait and switch. Kane took no questions, though this was advertised as a press conference.
That's right. Her spokesman had been told to schedule a press conference. It's not clear to me if Kane herself made it explicitly clear that she was planning to take questions. Her spokesman told the press to expect to be able to ask questions and have them answered. And, you know, a lot of people were really surprised by that. She is a criminal defendant here, and you would think that any defense lawyer worth his or her salt would tell her, you know, anything you say can be used against you in court, so don't say much. So we were surprised, and then it became clear this morning that she was advised by counsel not to answer questions, so she read a prepared statement.
And she says she won't answer questions until this Montgomery County judge complies with her wish to lift an order blocking the release of those emails.
That's right. She says that the story of the charges against her and her fiercest critics, she says this begins with her investigation and uncovering of raunchy emails exchanged by state prosecutors and judges, among others. And she says that she can't release all of those emails because of a protective order issued by the judge that that directed a grand jury to investigate her last year. She did not address directly what that has to do with the allegations against her. And I should say here that some of the charges against Kane and against a special agent and a driver, Patrick Reese, stem from the fact that she allegedly violated that protective order by directing employees to search emails of the Office of Attorney General to stay one step ahead of the grand jury investigation as it targeted her.
So what was the consensus among reporters assembled? Is it much ado about a good offense being the best defense?
I think the only thing we can say here is relay what Kane said, which is that the whole story is not yet out there, and she certainly seems to feel like she's being asked to fight charges with one arm tied behind her back.
Now, in the days since the indictment was read, many, including Pennsylvania Governor Wolf, have called for her to resign. In the hours since this press conference, have any of those positions shifted?
No, not at all. The only developments in that vein is you're starting to see the machinery ramp up for her ouster. There's been at least one public complaint filed with the high court asking it to suspend her law license. Let's say somebody filed a complaint right after she was charged last Thursday. Kane would have up to 10 days to respond to that, and then the Supreme Court would issue an order, a final determination. So it could be several more days before we see anything, and we would not know. These are confidential proceedings unless the Supreme Court does issue an order to take her law license, or suspend it, I should say. So you've got that going on. The legislature, leaders of the legislature, have hinted that they are considering getting the ball rolling on impeachment proceedings. We have seen those hints from the House. But most people think it's very unlikely that the legislature is going to take that on. That is a lengthy process, and it is expensive.
One date on the calendar, August 24th, that's when Ms. Kane is scheduled for a preliminary hearing.
That's right. That's right.
We'll see what happens between now and then. Thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you for having me.